First Synthetic Cell. By Richard William Nelson. While evoking images of Frankenstein-like scientific tinkering this week, J. Craig Venter of the Craig Venter Institute in Rockville, MD said, "We're here to announce the first synthetic cell." Venter told reporters that the first synthetic cell, dubbed Mycoplasma mycoides jcvicin 1.0, is similar to one found in nature. Still, each cell is controlled only by a single million base pair chromosome assembled from the biocomputer laboratory. On May 20, the journal Science published a report of their research. First synthetic cell. The new cell, Venter said, started by digitizing the genetic code on computers, and then assembling the nucleotides using four bottles of chemicals into sections of DNA. The DNA sections were assembled in yeast cells to form the first synthetic cell chromosome, then transferred to a related species of bacteria, the Mycoplasma capricolum. Late in March, the researchers told reporters, the modified cells began replicating and formed a blue colony of the new species. Venter said, "This is the first self-replicating species that we've had on the planet whose parent is a computer." Indeed, he and his colleagues consistently used computer language to describe the work. "The new chromosome is like an operating system," they said, "and it reprograms the M. capricolum cells to become M. mycoides." The result comes after 15 years of research and some $40 million aimed at finding what Venter has called the minimal genome, the smallest set of genes that can support a living creature. But it could quickly have spin-offs, the researchers said. Developing the synthetic genome, however, was tricky. Venter and colleagues were stalled for several months because one of the DNA pieces painstakingly crafted contained a typo, a single base pair deletion, leaving the whole chromosome non-functional. "So accuracy is essential," Venter said. "There are parts of the genome where it can't tolerate even a single error, and there's parts where we can put in large blocks of DNA, and it can tolerate all kinds of errors." Implications. Describing the new cell as the first synthetic cell may be going too far, according to many experts. It is only synthetic in the sense that its DNA is synthesized, not in that a new life form has been created, according to molecular biologist Jim Collins of Boston University, writing in the journal Nature. Its genome is a stitched-together copy of the DNA of an organism that exists in nature, with a few small tweaks thrown in. Mark Bidoff of Reed College in Portland, Oregon, writing a commentary in the journal Nature, called the first synthetic cell a normal bacterium with a prosthetic genome. Molecular geneticist Georgia Purdom of Ohio State University noted that this kind of genetic engineering is like taking the hard drive of computer number one and putting it into computer number two that has had its own hard drive removed. So effectively, computer number two becomes computer hashtag one. Regarding any inference that the study demonstrated a molecules to man evolutionary event, even Venter notes, "We didn't create life from scratch." Francis Arnold, a synthetic biologist at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, emphasized, "We can write anything we want," remarking, "The problem is that we don't know what to write. This process has enormous commercial potential, including new tools for developing future vaccines, pharmaceuticals, biofuels, biochemicals, and perhaps synthetic algae to cope with oil spills such as the one currently threatening the U.S. Gulf Coast." 2020 update. In November, Steve Croft of CBS 60 Minutes interviewed Venter in a TV segment entitled J. Craig Venter, Designing Life. See my post of the event entitled First Synthetic Species.